I know it's only obviously been early days yet, but what's in store for you in retirement?
I've got loads. You know, I'm staying on at Sale. I've only ever, you know, I've been at Sale for nearly 15 years, and you know, I'm one club man and all that sort of stuff. So I'm staying involved with the club as a club ambassador, but it's sort of hosting on a match day and involved with sort of the commercial team a couple of days a week. Add to that, I've got a couple of other sort of fingers in pies with various different businesses, a couple of businesses that I've been involved with for a few years whilst I've been playing as well. So it's going to be busy. Hopefully, I've got a couple of weeks to chill out now and get away with the family a couple of times, get away with the lads a couple of times. And then obviously the World Cup's going to kick in and I'm going to be pretty busy during that. Not playing, but you know, the opportunities once you finish on the sort of the corporate side are you know, are pretty big and pretty busy. So it's a different way to enjoy it.
Just tell us a little bit about that, the last appearance. What was that like?
Just massively mixed emotions. You know, my last appearance at home was the big one, really, and it was the second last, it was the penultimate game of the season, and it was just a special day, mate. You know, there was a really good crowd. We won the game pretty convincingly. I got gifted a try, so it couldn't have gone much better. You know, I had 30 or 40 people there, family, friends. There was a big sort of, our end of season awards was the same day, so the fact that we won the game and you know, everyone was happy and everyone had a few beers, and you know, that last home game, you know, was just fantastic. And then the following week we went down to Exeter to play our final game of the season, and didn't sort of go to plan, really. Exeter were a good side, they were pushing for top four, and they ended up running away with it a little bit in the last sort of 15-20 minutes. I got sin-binned. So yeah, it was different, but at least I didn't get sent off like Steven Gerrard.
Well, this is it, yeah. That's small mercies. Yeah. Do you see? You spoke about the sort of the commercial side you're involved in. Do you see that's where your future lies, or do you not have a little bit of an inkling towards coaching or anything like that?
No, I've never fancied coaching, and you know, I think as a younger player, and you know, early 20s, and you think about coaching, it's not something you want to do, and I was sort of quite open to see how that sort of opinion developed, you know, as I got more experienced and became a sort of an older player. But even now, coaching, it's not something I fancy doing. I don't know what it is, but it's just something I've never really had a fancy for, if you know what I mean. But at the same time, rugby's all I've known, you know, and I'm quite a sort of, you know, I like meeting people, I like talking to people, so that sort of commercial side, the hosting on a match day, was something that sort of just evolved, you know, speaking to the club, probably over the last 12 months. You know, it was quite nice that the club always wanted to keep me involved in some capacity, and it was, as I said, you know, speaking to, you know, the people that make the decisions up there. You know, the sort of the role evolved, and you know, we've done a complete rebranding of sort of part of our corporate sort of offer, and it's all been rebranded. It's called the Mark Quato Executive Suite. We've got three different sort of levels or three different packages that we can offer, and it's something that I'm really excited about. You know, it's going to improve the, you know, that side of what we offer at the stadium quite sort of considerably, hopefully. And it's a big challenge as well. You know, not only am I involved in the hands-on sort of the match day, you know, meeting and greeting and hosting, you know, but building up to the start of the season, they've got me involved in sort of selling it as well. So I'm coming into the city meeting, you know, big businesses in the city, you know, pitching to them, you know, trying to get them on board. So it's different, but you know, it's something that I'm enjoying, and you know, I can sort of apply that you know, that sort of that competitive edge that I always had as a player, I can sort of apply it in a different way.
It must be great for you as well to stay involved with the club. As you mentioned earlier, you've been involved with practically your whole adult life.
100%. You know, I joined the club at sort of 18, 19 as a sort of academy kid. So, you know, I've played professionally for them for 14 seasons, but I've actually been associated with the club for probably 16, 17 years. So, yeah, it's all I've ever known. You know, I love the club. They've been loyal to me. I've been loyal to them. You know, and I literally wouldn't change, you know, a minute of it. So, yeah, it was always going to be difficult if I didn't stay at the club. I think if I hadn't stayed at the club, I'd have always stayed within rugby. As you say, it's all I know, and I've got a huge amount of experience, and you know, it's something that I think that, although I'm not directly involved in the playing, you know, I think there's a huge amount of crossover with, you know, what makes you successful as a player, you can transfer those skills into business, and you know, whether it's the drive, whether it's the motivation, whatever that is, you know, I certainly believe that I can take that into the business side of it and make it work.
Looking ahead to the World Cup, how do you rate England's chances?
I think they've got a good chance. I think, you know, they're a difficult team to beat. They've got a huge forward pack that can compete with anyone in the world, any team in the world. They've got a really good sort of horrible defence that makes it difficult for teams to play against them. You know, and I think add to that the way they've developed their attacking game over the past 6-12 months. You know, guys like Jonathan Joseph, you know, Jack Noel, Anthony Watson, you know, all sort of really maturing in that England side and looking good. You know, I think they've got a good chance. You know, and add to that being at home. You know, home advantage in rugby is weird. You know, whether it's in the Premiership, whether it's in the international stage, teams just seem to have another gear when they're at home in front of the home crowd, and particularly at Twickenham in front of the, you know, the home sort of crowd at Twickenham. And you know, if you take that into consideration, and you know, every game's a home game for that England team in this World Cup. So, you know, I really do hope that the team see that as a positive and don't get too sort of dragged down with the pressure and expectation of the nation. And I think if they do and they use that energy in the right way, I'm sure they've got a great chance.
You mentioned a few England players there. Are there any other players, maybe players from other countries that you're looking forward to or maybe you think could make a big impact in the tournament?
I'd sort of look at the home nations. I think, you know, the big three Southern Hemisphere teams are going to be good. You know, they always are. You know, they come over every year in the autumn. You know, last autumn, England, they only beat Australia. They got beat by South Africa and New Zealand at Twickenham. So, you know, those teams are always strong. You know, we talk about that home advantage, but, you know, those Southern Hemisphere teams are good. And, you know, whether they're playing over there or they're playing over here, they're tough. But I think it almost gives the home nations a bit of an advantage. You know, it's literally almost like a home Six Nations for them. You know, even Wales were trying to get a game to be played at the Millennium, which was amazing, really. But, you know, for a lot of these teams, Scotland, England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, France, you know, coming to England's not a big deal in terms of, you know, logistics, admin and all that sort of stuff. You know, it's a couple of hours away. So, you know, Wales look great during the Six Nations. They've won the Six Nations the last 2 years on the trot. You know, they've got a good team. They've got guys like Halfpenny, Jamie Roberts, you know, guys that are just so used to playing in England. The Irish are looking really good. Saying that, Ireland won the Six Nations. It wasn't Wales, actually. It was so tight in that final day. I don't know if you saw it. Every game was, there was about 100 points scored in every game, and it was an incredible last day of the Six Nations. And it went from Wales winning it to England pushing to win it. Ireland obviously won it in the end, but Ireland have come pretty good as well. So, you know, I think Ireland could be a sneaky outside bet.
I was thinking, I forgot, wrong. Surely he's not wrong. I must have it wrong. Finally, what's the future looking like for sales, do you think?
Hopefully it's all right. I just worry a little bit with the investment from a lot of the top clubs. You know, your teams like your Baths, your Saracens, you know, your Northamptons, you know, they seem to be almost creating their own league, similar to your football Premiership with your, you know, your Man Cities, your Man Uniteds, your maybe not so much Liverpool's at the minute, but you know, over the years there's been a definite top four in that football Premiership, and then everyone else is just competing for the rest. And I think at the minute that's sort of developing in the Rugby Premiership a little bit. You know, for Sale, I think we do incredibly well year on year to sort of get where we're at. You know, but the days, you know, sort of, you know, my sort of first 8, 9, 10 years at the club was a real purple patch, and you know, we were always in that top four. We were always in sort of knockout stages of competitions and stuff, which was fantastic. But it's been a few years since we've been up there, so you know, hopefully we can push on. We've got a couple of good signings coming in. We've got a lot of good youngsters coming through, which we always seem to do. We, you know, we have a great sort of academy system at the club. You know, and under sort of Dimes and Mike Forshaw, you know, hopefully the boys can do well.
So, I can just add something there. Does that make your job sort of more important looking forward? Because you're talking about the commercial side and competing as well with some of the clubs, as you mentioned, who have the big money. So I suppose is that sort of tying with the task that you've got, really, is to sort of generate that extra revenue?
100%, yeah, 100%. And, you know, that certainly is sort of an angle that I'm using to maybe motivate myself. You know, I know that the way the clubs run, if the more money that's generated off the field, the more money will go back into the playing squad. You know, that's plain and simple. That's how we've been told it'll work. So certainly, yeah. If I can sort of help generate as much money as I can in my new role, then it'll certainly help on the field. So, you know, and that, you know, it's nice for me to have that in the back of my mind. You know, I've obviously been a player for 15 years, and I've been able to directly affect what's going on at the club as a player. And you know, maybe moving into this role, I can't do that, obviously, but it is another way of directly affecting, you know, the growth of the club and making sure it continues to move in the right direction. So yeah, certainly the better the commercial team does off the field, the better on the field investment.